Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. The Reverend Daniel McMiller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Romans chapter 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Apostle Paul describes in our text from Romans chapter 12 our good works as living sacrifices. These sacrifices are made to God, before God, to honor Him and in thanksgiving to Him, but not to merit anything from Him. For all that we receive from God is of pure grace. Our lives are living sacrifices in thanksgiving for the sacrifice of His beloved Son on the cross to redeem us from our lost condition, purely out of love. There was nothing in it for Him. It was not necessary for Him. Pure grace and pure love led to the perfect sacrifice for your sins and mine and for the sins of the world. So, Paul appeals to us, he says. He exhorts and encourages us to offer living sacrifices to God in service to one another as members of the body of Christ. Luther said, God does not need our good works, but our neighbor does. We serve one another with special devotion to those who are members of the household of faith, the body of Christ, but also in service to all men. Even as Jesus said, our enemies. And that's a tall order. Nevertheless, Paul appeals to us today to serve one another as members of one another, not because God needs these good works from us, not because they merit anything for Him, but because He loves us and wants us to know the joy of serving with thankful hearts, the fulfillment of being His hands and feet, eyes, ears, and mouths, in service to His church and to the world. Paul says we are members of one another. And he uses that word member with specific reference to the body. What are the members of the body? They are hands, feet, arms, legs, eyes, ears, etc. The term member here has specific reference to the body because Paul is speaking of the body, the holy body of Jesus into which we have been baptized. Through baptism, we have been clothed and joined to Christ and thereby made pure, justified, sanctified, and one with Jesus, so that just as we are buried with Him through baptism, as he says in chapter 6, in his letter to the Romans, so also we will be born into new life, raised up to new life, and raised up on the last day with our bodies to eternal life, one with Jesus the head. But we are also raised daily to baptism, to new life, here, now. That's the significance of being a member of the body of Christ. So when we think of the word member, We typically, in the secular world, think of membership in a club. I'm a member of the Castle, Sam's Club, the Lions Club, a running club, a bowling team, and the list goes on. But that is not at all the difference here. This membership is corporate, real, physical, connected indivisibly with each sin, fiber, and ounce of one's being, first to Jesus Christ by grace through baptism and faith, and then also just as indivisibly to one another. How can we not serve one another as members of this one indivisible body with Jesus as the head? To not serve is to sever ourselves from one another. This ought to be as unthinkable as severing our hand from our arm or our eyes from our head. If we do not serve, we not only lose our functionality, we lose our membership. And thereby, being severed from one another, from the body of Christ, we are severed with him as our head, and we die. No time for such service. No interest, no desire, no passion, no need for service. Paul says in our text that we do not have this desire to serve. If we do not have this desire to serve, it is arrogance. And, in fact, such arrogance of a member that will not serve the needs of another is directly correlated to one's faith. He says in verse 3, as they are to think of this service to one another, he says, as we think of the service to one another as living sacrifice, Paul says in verse 3, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. Service, living sacrifice, one member to another and together as the body of Christ in service also to the world for the sake of Christ and for the sake of the gospel. This is humility born of faith, walking in humility and service as Christ did, as he did for us and for all mankind. Jesus did not think of himself as being truly to serve us who are rolling about in the filth of our sins. He left his throne in heaven and took on our flesh and without sin. He bore our humanity and submitted himself to our baptismal washing in the Jordan, as we remembered in our readings from last Sunday. He, in every way, took upon himself our life, our requirements, humbling himself in perfect obedience to the law. In every way, he humbly took our suffering, even our death, yet without sin. This humility of Christ is the definition of service. Humility of service, inseparable. You cannot serve without humility, nor be humble without service. Conversely, a lack of service is a reflection of no humility, and an arrogance with which Christ and his body have no part, for where there is no service, good works toward our neighbor, beginning with the body of Christ, there is no faith. Dear friends, we rejoice in the good works, in the living and dying sacrifice that Jesus performed for us, even for all people, that we who were once his enemies, worthy of expulsion from the Garden of Eden with our first parents, and expulsion or exclusion from heaven, we have been served by Christ Jesus, by his humble body, his obedience, and death for the forgiveness of all our sins. We have been served by Christ. to be his brothers and sisters, members of his body, co-heirs of eternal life, but also we are not to be saved through living sacrifices and service to one another, to the body of Christ first, and then to the world for the sake of the gospel. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Herman and Sheila Strozier, who served the Lord in the Czech Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.